Visiting today with Tandy Kidd, the Special Projects Coordinator for the Oklahoma Department of Ag, because something very fun is coming up this week. Tell us a little bit about Ag on Lincoln.
Yeah, Casey. So Ag on Lincoln was created because typically we have Ag Day at the Capitol, where on the second or third floor rotunda, we have a large Made in Oklahoma and Ag Group showcase where we really highlight Oklahoma agriculture for all of our legislators. But due to COVID-19, we weren't able to have that this year. So we decided we needed to do something else and find another way to showcase those groups. And so we decided, why not have a big kickoff event here at the Department of Agriculture and call it Ag on Lincoln, where we will have commodity groups, ag groups from across the state, as well as a large number of Made in Oklahoma products. It'll be from 11:30 to 6 here at the Department of Agriculture, and we're going to have free hot dogs courtesy of the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission.
And who can anybody show up? Anybody that wants to show up, they can?
It is, yes, ma'am. So anybody is welcome to show up. It's free to anyone that would like to come and learn more about agriculture, support our Oklahoma companies. And as well, we will have some live music from about 1 until 4. I have not heard her play yet, but I've heard that she's pretty awesome.
Well, we also need to just take a minute to talk about Contraband's ice cream. Have you actually had this yet, Tandy?
So I have not, but they have been on my bucket list of someone to try since I moved to Oklahoma City 3 or 4 years ago. And I think I'm really excited to try out my love some ice cream.
As they should be, because it's not just ice cream. It's like ice cream creations of magic.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I like that.
It's like pieces of art. I mean, and so now you're offering me ice cream. You've got me live music and free hot dogs.
This is going to be the best day ever. It is. It's going to be awesome. Live music. We have a little over 40 vendors that are going to be here. So a huge selection of Made in Oklahoma products to peruse as well.
So everybody can come by and you will actually be able to see what items are made in Oklahoma, because I think sometimes people forget how many cool companies we have here in this state and forget to buy Made in Oklahoma products.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have a ton of Made in Oklahoma companies here in Oklahoma. And I'll do a little plug. We have the Made in Oklahoma Coalition that'll have 3 or 4 vendors here representing them. They're some of our larger Made in Oklahoma food companies within the state. And then we'll also have the rest of them will represent the Made in Oklahoma program, which is free to join. And it's for any company or product that is made, manufactured, or produced within the state. So we'll have artisan goods, we'll have kettle corn, food, some soap, bath and body products, quite the variety.
It's going to be a really good time. And of course, we've all kind of been cooped up for a while. And Oklahoma is a big part of agriculture and agriculture in Oklahoma. So this is going to be a really good time. We just want people to get out and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I think it's one of the first actual live face-to-face events that people are going to get to participate in. So it's going to be awesome.
Tell us the event one more time, where they go and what time.
Yes, ma'am. So the event is called Ag on Lincoln here at the Department of Agriculture, 2800 North Lincoln Boulevard in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It is from 11:30 to 6. Free hot dogs from Coit's Hot Dogs from 11:30 until 2. Contraband ice cream will be here from 11:30 until 4. And then we will have live music from about 1 until about 4:30. We hope to see you there.
Well, it's going to be a big, fun event. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.